Hi, this is Kathleen Maxwell Ramby with The Gathering, bringing God into everyday life. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy this lesson. And remember, don't just listen, partner with God and practice it. I want to give a shout out to our monthly donors, Mary Mitchelstein, Colin Melissa Johnson, Deanna Caraway, Laura Jane Elder, and special gifts from Lois Carter and Mary Cobflesh this month. We now have listeners from 19 different countries, and I so appreciate those that make this podcast possible. My heart is to share my life and my stories of how God wants to be a part of our everyday life through real life experiences and share His words. I want people's hearts to be touched, encouraged, healed, and set free, and strengthened as they listen. So if you enjoyed this podcast, consider becoming a patron. Your donations keep them coming. Look for the little green or red button at the top of your page on the podcast, and you can give a gift of $5 a month, $10 a month, or a one-time gift. Also, if you like today's message, click the like button and leave me a comment. I love hearing from my listeners. Thanks again for joining us, and you can contact me at KathleenMaxwell1@gmail.com. Have a great day. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Kathleen Maxwell Ramby podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I just want to say that I do consider each of my listeners as a friend, even though some of you I don't know. I just consider that this is a time I can just sit down and chat with you, just like if I had you to my living room or to a coffee shop, we could just have a good conversation just about God's faithfulness and His love. And so before we begin today's podcast, which is God's promises for us in times of grief and loss, I just want to begin by praying. Father, thank you so much for your goodness and that you're a God that binds up our broken hearts and cares when our heart hurts. And so, Father, I just pray that, Lord, people would feel your comfort even now, Lord, as I begin to speak, and they would feel your hope, and they would feel your love as I share from your word. And so thank you, Jesus, that you never leave us or forsake us, and that you walk us through the valley of the shadow of death. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, what I'm about to share with you today are some actual excerpts from my new book that's going to be coming out. I believe it should be released in November. And so these are some of the promises that I have that are going to be in the book. My book is titled Thriving Through Seasons of Grief and How We Can Overcome in Times of Adversity, Change, and Loss. And I'm real excited about this book. And if you're interested, please email me. I'll give you some more information at the end of the podcast today about that. And I'll put you on the list to notify you as soon as it comes out. So in my book, I wanted to share just some of the scriptures that were ones I held on to during different times of loss in my life and difficulty. There have been loss of my late husband, of course. I was 49, and those of you that have listened know that I have shared a lot from that time period. I have a real heart to minister to widows and widowers. I also lost my mom and dad shortly thereafter, and so it was the three major people that had loved me most of my life. But there's been other loss, emotional loss, just through some different hardships, adversity, trauma in my life, and losing a baby or losing a baby. I was pregnant when I lost that baby. There have been loss of relationships because of misunderstandings and different things in life. There can be the loss of even, I notice people grieve and there's loss when they perhaps retire or get fired from a job or lose a job or even move to another town. So loss can come in adversity in a multiple ways. And my prayer today is that you walk away with some tools and healing for your heart. So let me encourage you to pick up some of these promises and write them down on an index card. Put them where you can frequently see them to remind you of God's promises to you. In those different times of adversity and difficulty in my life, I would put them on my mirror in the bathroom. I'd put them in my car. I'd put them, tape them, you know, someplace in my office where I could be reminded of the truth. Because one of the things about grief is our feelings can lie to us, and we can feel things are hopeless. We can feel that we're never going to dig out of a dark hole. And so put them where you can see them. The first one that I want to share with you is just that God's desire and God's promise is that God will bind up your broken heart. So keep taking your hurt to Him. And I want to share a scripture in Isaiah 61 verse 1 through 3. This is one I've hung on to throughout the years, ever since the 1980s. God will bind up your broken heart, so keep taking it to Him. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Oh my goodness, that scripture is so packed with so many promises. And the first one I want to highlight, and this was Jesus' job description. This is why Jesus came to the earth, was all of these things right here in Isaiah 61. And I do feel like just from the loss and adversity and how I've partnered with God in the process, I never wanted to waste the pain. I do feel like that there's an anointing and a calling I have to proclaim good news to those that are poor in spirit and brokenhearted. And I just have a real heart for widows and widowers and anyone whose heart has been broken by things in life. The first thing in this that we can hang on to in this scripture is that God wants to bind up our broken heart. It's not ever been in His heart that our heart stays broken. Jesus shed His precious blood so that our hearts could be healed. And healing is a process, just like it is oftentimes in the natural. If you have open heart surgery, they may fix your heart, but it's going to be months before you're going to be back to where you were. And so be patient with yourself in times of grief and heartache, but know and hang on to that God is going to heal your broken heart. And He's going to give you a crown of beauty instead of the ashes you might be finding yourself in right now. He's going to give you the oil of joy. He wants His kids joyful. And life happens and it's tough, and sometimes we get knocked down. But His heart is that we walk in joy. He's going to give us the oil of joy instead of mourning. Grief is a process, and nobody's exempt. I don't care how strong you are as a Christian, you're not exempt from the process. And I want to be quick to say, grief has been one of my best teachers when I've partnered with God, which that is key. Partnering with Him, telling Him you don't want to waste the pain. You want Him to work things in you, and you want Him to work things out of you. And God promises in this scripture too, just the garment of praise instead of the spirit of despair or heaviness. And oftentimes, you know, in my deep seasons of grief, you know, just to have worship music on or positive, uplifting music that could just shift my focus off myself. We can become very self-centered sometimes when our hearts are broken. It really just helped me get through the day. And the beauty of the last part of verse 3 is it says that when God does this, we will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor. Then you can be that planting, that one that offers shade to another that's struggling with their brokenness. You can be a testimony of the faithfulness of God. And, you know, my husband died 10 years ago. I was 49. I felt like all my dreams were crashed to the ground. My future, you know, looked so uncertain, so incredibly uncertain. But I hung on to this scripture. And even through my tears, I'd say, but God, you said this. You said this. And I wanted it done yesterday. I wanted my healing done yesterday. I didn't like my heart being in that place. But I'm telling you, people, I learned so much of walking with God in that season. And I can tell you 10 years down the road, and it didn't take 10 years. I have a new life now, but I can tell you God binds up the broken heart. And there's so many areas in my life I've seen his redemption. I've seen just how he has intervened and how things look so different as we journey down the road. So that's number one that I want to leave you with is Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3. The next promise I want to leave you with is that this is especially for widows and for people that have lost their mom and dad. Widows and those that have lost their father are near and dear to the heart of God. Oh my goodness, I want you to know how precious you are. If you've lost your mom or dad, either to divorce or to death, God promises to be a father to the fatherless and a defender of widows. Let's read from Psalm 68, verse 5. And it says, a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families, and he leads the prisoners with singing. That was a scripture that I highlighted in my Bible because it was so, the Lord just showed me how he wanted to be my defender. He wanted to be my protector. I felt so vulnerable after losing my husband of 30 years because I'd always felt protected as his wife. And I felt like, oh my goodness, I'm now all alone. I've got to figure everything out by myself. Things look so uncertain. And it, in so many ways in my life, and yet God was my defender. I saw that over and over again. Now, I'm not going to tell you that there weren't some hard and tough things that left me in bewilderment, but he was my defender. And when I would run to him to be my defender and protector, I have seen his redemption, like I said. And I love this scripture, how it says, he's a father to the fatherless. You know, we have so many children around the world that are orphaned for different reasons. And I've seen in my own kids' life, and it was my prayer that God would be their father, that they would shift their dependency that they had on their earthly father to their heavenly father. And I've seen all three of my kids do that. And God promises to be a father to the fatherless. And I saw, even in the loss of my mom and my dad, God bring other people into my life that could be those adoptive parents to me. I have a dear couple that I consider my adoptive parents, and they have been so kind and so gracious and have filled that spot. The rest of Psalm 68, verse 5, it says, he sets the lonely in families, and he leads us, you know, when we feel like we're prisoners of grief, he leads us to singing. And so I saw God set me in different families. There was a young couple that had three children, and we were friends, and they would invite me over to their house once a month, and we would have dinner. And it was such a blessing to me as a widow to be a part of a family, to eat dinner with them. And I felt like in that season, not only did they minister life to me by including me in their little family gathering, but I felt like I was, you know, years down the road in my own journey in life and could impart some things and help them in different areas of their life. And it was such a blessing. So I saw God do that over and over in different ways, different people that just kind of took me in. Now, there were plenty of lonely days and lonely nights when I would sit in tears. But I will say that He has led me forth to a place of singing and a place of joy. So I leave you with that promise right there. The next promise I want to highlight is that you are promised joy in the days ahead. So keep pressing on in your tears. I'm going to read from Psalm 126, verse 5, and it says, "Those who sow in tears will reap in songs of joy." You know, there were days when I would get up in the morning and I had to go to work after losing my husband, and I didn't feel like it. It was hard. I felt like, you know, my emotions, I could fall apart at any time, but I had to work. And there were many days I hung on to that scripture and said, "Lord, you promise that if I sow in tears, you'll reap in joy." And there were times I had to just press through, and I had to just sow into those around me. I was in social work at that time. I was working with women that were dealing with, have been in abusive situations or a lot of adversity. And as I would sow into their lives, I began to see in the days ahead how I did reap in joy. And I have a good life now. I have remarried. I have a man that loves me dearly, and we have a lot of adventure and fun. But there were certainly those days when I was just sowing in tears. I felt like going through the motions. So if that's where you find yourself right now, know that keep on pressing in and hang on to the promise that there is joy ahead for you. Don't give up, and certainly don't give up on God. The next promise I want to leave you with is that God will protect you and send those to be your advocate. God will protect you and send those to be your advocate. And so if you are single, widowed, alone, this is for you. And I'm going to read from Isaiah 1 and verse 17. It says, "Learn to do what is right, seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow." God's heart is that the fatherless are protected. We live right now in a society where there's so many, we live in a generation right now where there are many children that don't have a dad in the home. And if you're a single mom, claim this scripture, write it down, because it's for you too. That pray for this. I prayed for this, that God would do this for my three children, that He would defend the cause of the fatherless and give them wisdom where they'd normally run to their dad for advice. They had run to God, and God would meet that need in each one of their lives and be a daddy to them. And God promises right here that His heart for us is to plead the case of a widow. If you know a widow or widower and they need somebody to cheer them on, they need somebody to plead their case, to kind of to be there for them and look out for them. And so let me encourage you to be that for somebody else. I love ministering to widows, and I love encouraging those that are oppressed, that are downhearted, that are discouraged, because it's just such an important thing, I feel like. So those right there are just some quick tips that I have and promises that are for you to hang on to. And I want to one more thing that I want to give you, one more promise, is God will comfort you. Run to Him, and then He'll use you to comfort others. Much of what I'm doing now is birthed out of my own pain, my own adversity. And I can tell you, God was such a great comforter. He really was the best. And I felt Him comfort my heart in multiple ways, multiple times throughout the years. And so I want to read to you 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4, and it says, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our trouble so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Oh my goodness. Number one, God is compassion. God is compassion. He has compassion on your difficulty. He has compassion on your pain. He has compassion for you right now. He's the Father of compassion. And the God of all comfort comforts us. That's a promise you can have. Hang on to. Go to the Lord in your pain and say, Lord, comfort me. Comfort me in this trouble. Many of you are looking at different losses, losses of business, losses of dreams, losses of a loved one, a child. And, you know, I remember when I lost the baby that I lost in utero, just going to the Lord. And I was I didn't know a whole lot about grief, but I knew just a little at that time. And my heart, I was just heartbroken losing that child. And I just saw God comfort my heart and bind it up. And I can tell you that that is what He's all about. He's the great comforter. And He comforts us in any trouble, any place that you're experiencing fear. He wants, it says right here, that He comforts us in all of our trouble. And then as you receive God's comfort and His compassion, I promise you, you're much more able to give that to other people. And I know I'm a changed person from the fact of when I went through just losing my husband and the extreme heartbreak. It's given me a much greater compassion for other people. In fact, I don't know, 4 or 5 years down the road in my journey as being a widow, a woman that I'd known for a number of years in the community, we were having a conversation and she just looked at me and stopped and she said, Kathleen, you're different. She said, there's a softness to you ever since you've lost Joe. And I was, it was such a compliment because I did not want to waste my pain. I wanted God to work things in me and out of me. And through that is much of what I share these days with my listeners, was birthed out of that hard place. So hang on to the Lord. Run to Him in your pain. And put these promises where you can see them, because I can promise you they work. And I know God loves you just as much as He loves me. Let's pray. Father, I thank You that You're the God of all comfort and that You comfort us, Lord, so that we can be Your hands, Your feet, Your arms to those around us. And You bind up our broken hearts and You set us free and You give us beauty for the ashes, and You give us joy. So pour it out, Lord, pour it out richly on each one listening that finds their heart in a devastated place. Thank You for who You are. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me just say, if you would like a copy of my book when it comes out, to please email me at KathleenMaxwell1, the number, @gmail.com, and I'll put you on a list and notify you as soon as it comes out. I always love hearing from my listeners, so leave me a comment. Be sure and follow the podcast so that you get the latest and greatest. Have a great day.